Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I want to speak to Dr. Johnny Bloomfield from johnnybloomfield.com because May is the month for walking. It is official walking month, and I suppose that's to encourage everyone to get out and about. But you wouldn't need much encouragement today if you're fit to get out to walk, because it is perfect for it. The whole idea of being out to even have walking meetings or just casual strolls, Johnny, it's so good for your mental health, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, Frank. It's great to see the sunshine come out, and aren't we blessed in Northern Ireland where none of us are never far from a decent walk and beautiful scenery. And when you get weather like that, where else in the world would you want to live?
Totally. What is the fake commute that they talk about?
A fake commute was something that was spoken about during lockdowns, as we were all everyone was working from home. And a fake commute was a strategy to try and help people achieve a part of their 30 minutes of activity per that's recommended for us today, per day. So what you would do is, instead of having your breakfast and then nipping off to the office or the bedroom, then you put your coat on and you get out the front door and you go for a 10-minute walk around the block and back to your front door. And that kind of fakes your commute. It gives you that change of scenery, change of mindset, that readiness that you get from a real commute. And you kind of have your work mind sharp and ready to go. And it also increases a bit of activity. A part of, like I said, part of your 30 minutes is achieved by doing that. And then the same at the end of the day, at 10 to 5 or 5 o'clock, whenever you finish, you put your coat back on and you do another 10 minutes to kind of feel like you're... you're going home. So that still applies today for those people who are working from home. And if you can wedge in a 10-minute brisk walk at lunchtime, there's your three tens done by 5 o'clock. That's the recommended 30 minutes a day on most days of the week.
Yeah, and you're a great advocate of getting rid of sedentary behaviour. You want people to, if I was presenting this program properly, I'd be standing doing it as opposed to sitting. You want us to have meetings that walk and talk type meeting.
Yeah, I mean, those walking meetings have become very, very popular in recent years as well, because there's been some really good research around this. So when we get outdoors, when we're on our own, when we're walking outdoors, we can double our creativity. So if you've got a work problem that you're really struggling to solve, I do this all the time. I put the coat on and I go for 10 or 20 minutes outside just to kind of ponder it and think about it. And it refreshes you immensely, so that you're ready to kind of tackle the problem maybe from a fresh approach. But there's more research that's coming out about suggesting that walking meetings help to increase creativity between individuals by up to 80%. It's huge. And there's this sort of, it's the orientation of the meeting. And so normally when we're indoors, we sit across the desk or across the Zoom, across the screens now. And when you sit face-to-face with somebody, it can have a certain dynamic. But when you walk side-by-side with somebody, there's a brand new dynamic to that. And that's where people feel more free to relax, be more authentic. They feel that the conversation can be more dynamic, and it can also lead to discussing more awkward or sort of more difficult topics with less awkwardness. So it can build relationships by taking your meetings outside.
Yeah, I can understand that, actually. I would imagine that, if three or four people were walking along a riverbank and one of them was the senior manager, it'd be easier to tell him or her what you really thought or what you were suggesting than it is if they sit in their prime location at the top of the boardroom table.
Uh-huh. Yeah, oh yeah. The open door policy, but there is an intimidation from walking into your senior manager's office and maybe talking about a difficult scenario. Whereas if you're side by side and you're just you feel like you're in a flow by naturally moving and being surrounded by nature, you're more likely to kind of feel less intimidation and you feel more open by talking about that. So I'm a huge advocate of walking meetings, particularly for problem solving and I suppose, as we've just been talking, tackling difficult scenarios.
And just finally, in relation to walking generally, I bet if you went to the likes of Black Mountain now or Divis or any of the beautiful places, there's probably, would there be 10 cars sitting there with 10 little groups of people walking, and there's room for thousands. Why is it that we don't use what John Mallon calls, the photographer calls, the beauty on our doorstep? Why do we not use that more? I live in the general vicinity of Lady Dixon Park, and okay, there are times when people use it to a significant extent, but there are also times where you could have it to yourself. Why do we not use it more? Why are we not out and about breathing the Lord's fresh air and, kicking our way through the leaves and listening to the birds? Goodness gracious, it's such a gift, and we turn our backs on it sometime.
Well, I mean, I don't necessarily have an answer for that. I mean, people are busy, and sometimes we ignore the opportunities that are right in front of us. I mean, as I said right in the beginning here, we're all within minutes of a beautiful walk, and we're all within a couple more minutes of a beautiful drive, whether it's the North Coast or to the Mourns, where we can see some of the most stunning scenery in the whole of the world. I was up in the Causeway at Easter there, and the number of tourists telling us how amazingly beautiful our country is, it kind of sinks in. They go, we are blessed. We are very lucky what we have here, and we should take more opportunity to get out and see it more often, and go to these different places as well. There's it's so accessible. Why shouldn't we be doing it?
Absolutely. Johnny, thank you very much indeed. Dr. Johnny Bloomfield from johnnybloomfield.com with us here on the U105 phone in on the countdown to May, encouraging us to get out and walk if you're fit to do it. But goodness, as I go back to the point I'm making about the opportunities there are to walk in our locality, and we avail of them sometimes, but not as often as we should. And I often tell myself the most difficult few steps are the steps from the sofa to the front door. After that, it's a total joy. Right, if you get a chance, make the most of a walk today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.